Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced that former Fortuna resident Moises Saldana pled guilty yesterday to committing sexual crimes against his daughter. The 38-year-old sexually abused his daughter from age 9 to 14, and the daughter reported the abuse to law enforcement in September of 2014. Saldana has been in custody at Humboldt County Jail since. His guilty plea followed testimony from his now 17-year-old daughter, and Saldana was promptly sentenced to 28 years to life in prison. Governor Jerry Brown announced on Thursday that 5th District Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg has been appointed to the California Coastal Commission. Sundberg will serve as the North Coast representative, which encompasses not only Humboldt, but Del Norte and Mendocino counties as well. Sundberg said the following statement, "I am honored and humbled to take on this important role for the state's coastline, and I look forward to representing the three counties and finding a way to make the commission more efficient." Sundberg's term begins immediately, and he becomes the first Native American to serve on the Coastal Commission. The State Department of Public Health has lifted two toxic shellfish health advisories for Humboldt County that were issued last month. The advisories warned consumers not to eat sport-harvested shellfish due to high levels of paralytic toxins, but recent tests have showed decreased and safe levels. Other advisories issued by public health officials still remain in effect for sport-harvested razor clams in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is now accepting comments from residents regarding objectives for funding generated by Measure S. Measure S, which places a tax on individuals who cultivate cannabis for commercial purposes, was passed by voters in November, and the county estimates that the measure will create $2.2 million in revenue for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Residents can submit their comments online via the county's open Humboldt discussion forum. Dan Squire has news from the Fortuna Police Department.
A routine traffic stop by a Fortuna police officer on 12th Street yesterday ended up being a drug and weapons bust after the officer noticed a concealed firearm in the backseat of the vehicle. The officer stopped Hemet resident Jeff Wesley for a traffic violation at about 2:30 on 12th Street at Dinsmore Drive. While speaking with Wesley, the officer noticed the stock of what turned out to be a sawed-off shotgun, and a further search turned up brass knuckles, nunchucks, and about 14 grams of methamphetamine. Wesley was booked on gun and drug charges.
Thank you, Dan. Today, the Humboldt County Tax Collector kicked off a four-day public auction of defaulted properties. The auction will run from today through next Monday, and residents who wish to participate are advised to sign up online. For more information on the public auction, you can contact the County Tax Collector. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a series of incidents in the freeway locations in Fortuna. There have been multiple reports of people firing BB or pellet guns at passing vehicles, and anyone who experiences such an incident is encouraged to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you want to add your input to how dredging operations on the bay should work, you will have plenty of opportunity over the coming weeks to do so. Following two meetings between the Harbor District and the City of Eureka in February, the Harbor has released a draft proposal for dredging operations that would begin in August if approved. Staff outreach to the community has been scheduled, as well as both agency and community meetings, and a key item under discussion is where to dispose of the dredged material. The Harbor District and the City issued a three-page letter on March 8th detailing the options available, and those that are cost prohibitive, have too much negative impact on the environment, or are otherwise unfit as disposal sites. The Harbor District has proposed dropping the dredging spoil offshore through an outfall pipe when the work begins this year, and that process would be repeated again next year. After that, the spoil would be dumped on property at the Redwood Marine Terminal. The draft permitting meetings will begin next week, and five meetings have also been scheduled for April, with more following in May and June. The California Highway Patrol will increase patrols tonight ahead of the anticipated celebrations for St. Patrick's Day. Last year, more than 140 drivers in the state were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and there were 3 fatal collisions and nearly 60 others were injured in suspected DUI crashes. The CHP urges residents to plan ahead to avoid getting behind the wheel while under the influence. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.